This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour deflector shield shindig. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Texas to Tuscaloosa, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. You're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
How are we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, guess what? Rocket can. What a game two last night in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. My, oh my! The finish was insane. The officiating was questionable. The final play was unbelievable. It had it all. We will obviously do a lot on that throughout the morning as the Suns took a 2-0 series lead last night. And the Clippers clipped. Coming up this morning on the show, also along with that PGA Tour standout, Patrick Reed is going to join us. Reed was the 2018 Masters champion. Patrick Reed will join us coming up at hour 3. We'll do golf with him. Excellent get there. Also this morning on the show, a champ and a chump on a Wednesday morning. The NBA held its lottery last night, so we now have a number one pick, and it's a fresh face, a new name atop the NBA draft coming up at the end of the season. There's a tight end U that does not include Tim Tebow. There's a Philadelphia 76ers front office trying to spin doctor the hellacious end to their season. There's a legendary NFL coach playing more Jedi mind tricks. And there's a night in playoff pucks with Canadian bacon. It's all coming up with the same bells and whistles that you hear daily right here on CBS Sports Radio. And thank you much for making us part of your morning. We are happy to be here. That's all coming up on a Wednesday edition of the DA Show. Want to jump in? Let's do it. Your phone number is as follows. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter. It's DA on CBS. Follow me and tweet at me there. DA on CBS. Again, we begin with game two. Last night in the desert, Suns had gotten game number one. Suns again without Chris Paul. Clippers again without Kawhi Leonard. Crucial game for the Clips. Crucial game for Kawhi Leonard. Clippers, if they could get a split in the first two games, would feel much better about themselves going back home for a Game 3 and Game 4 at Staples Center. Also, trying to take advantage of the first two games, minus Chris Paul. Could Paul George rise to the occasion? Could the Clippers rise to the occasion? Late in this game, it certainly seemed like they would. PG-13 was playoff P with a couple of huge buckets down the stretch. But there's always a door number two for playoff P. And with two missed free throws, with just seconds remaining in the game, ones that would have given the Suns, or given the Clippers rather, a three-point advantage, playoff P pushed them both. Missing two critical free throws, opening up the door for one of the most memorable final plays in NBA playoff history. That's not hyperbole. Because how often have you ever seen an inbound play directly at the basket with 0.8 seconds to play and there actually be a finish? Did Paul George lose game two for the Clippers? It is Where We Begin. Your cold open.
Crowder waiting with it. Lobs it underneath.
Yes!
It's good. DeAndre Ayton scores the basket over the rim and in. DeAndre Ayton put it over the rim and in. The players are out on the floor. The final score has not been put up as yet.
I mean, the celebration and the reaction was a little shaky because I wasn't too sure what I did. You know, I wasn't too sure if it counted. I didn't want to, you know, be a blooper or none of that. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to, you know, just get to the next play.
Waiting now for Batum to get the ball at the baseline. He has it. He's going to throw it length of the court. He does. It is grabbed, and the game is over. It went off on the right side for Paul George. He did put a shot up. Don't know if it would have fallen in time or not, but this one is history and an unusual, amazing game you can talk about for years, but the Suns come away with a victory.
The confidence of his team hasn't wavered. You know, guys just said, all right, we got to go home now. And they was in good spirits. So, you know, like I said, we fought hard. We played, you know, good enough to win this game. You know, unfortunately, it happens. And we just got to move on, get ready for game three. Oh, he's all right. It's part of the game. You know, it happens. You know, it's not his fault. Without him, we wouldn't be in the game anyway. So I made some big plays down the stretch. And, you know, like I said, they made a big play at the end for Aiden's dunk to win the game.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Suns Radio with your game calls. Ty Lue and DeAndre Ayton on the end of this game and the ridiculous finish. If you haven't seen it yet, if you weren't up late last night, with 8/10 of a second to play. 8/10 of a second to play. The Suns have to throw an inbound pass from underneath the basket, their own basket, down one. Jay Crowder with the perfect pass at the rim. DeAndre Ayton, the young big man for the Suns, comes storming through the lane and right at the rim. With the perfect pass, just about grabs it and puts it in the basket. Everybody's wondering if that's goaltending. Immediately, Jeff Van Gundy on the game broadcast last night says, it's not goaltending. That's a live ball. That's not a shot. That's a pass to the hoop, and DA, yes, the other DA, finishes it. It was an extraordinary play. The crowd erupts. Ayton doesn't know whether it's going to be counted good or not. The Clippers are asking for a review drastically, dramatically. They get the review, and it is a good basket. The Suns escape with a remarkable 104-103 victory and take a 2-0 series lead. Paul George is going to catch hell all day today for the two missed free throws. If he makes those free throws, that play can't happen, and pretty much the Suns can't win that game. Because if he hits both free throws with 0.8 of a second, the Suns would have to pull off an inbound and a catch and shoot three-pointer. Hard to imagine they can do that. At the very least, even if they pull off that miracle, you can't lose right there. You'd only get an overtime. So George's free throws, no question, aid and leave a door open directly for the loss. However, George was the best offensive player in the final couple of minutes of this game for the Clippers. George got to the line with under a minute to play and hit one of two to make it a 199 game. Then Paul George comes back down the floor after a defensive rebound and quickly hits a beautiful jumper, giving the Clippers a 101-100 lead. A couple of seconds later, Devin Booker answers with a 15-foot pull-up, giving the Suns a one-point lead. And George comes back down the floor and does it again with a 22-footer to give the Clippers again the 103-102 lead and got to the line for the other two free throws. George was phenomenal besides bricking those two freebies, and you can't separate the two. It is Paul George's bipolar postseason career where he's had the highest of highs, like he's been since Kawhi went out, and the lowest of lows, like he was last night on those two free throws. This is the most Clippers game, perhaps in Clippers playoff history, opened up and made possible by the most Paul George finish in Paul George's history. The Suns are some type of team, man. The Suns are some type of team. And Monty Williams getting what he has gotten out of DeAndre Ayton, and Monty Williams getting what he has gotten out of this Suns team without Chris Paul, a 2-0 series lead without their leader in the Western Conference Finals, is nothing short of amazing. Monty has his team at such a high level, and he drew up the perfect final play and has gotten so much out of a number one overall draft pick that has been widely criticized because it was Luka and Trae Young chosen after him. And it all came together for a huge Suns win last night. What a game. What a finish. And hey, the only thing I ask is, refs, can you speed it up here? We all want to go to bed. We all want to see a finish. We all want to make sure the game is in a flow. My goodness, the final couple of minutes of that game took 22 or 33 or whatever many minutes it was. It was gruesome at the end and grueling to have a half hour in real time unfold as you only have a couple of seconds of basketball time unfold with every review possible. But the Suns are winners, and they go to Staples Center up 2-0. What an ending. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, DA on CBS. On Monday's show, Mraz labored to the finish line, nearly collapsing as his Buddha belly fell over that finish line. Yesterday, he was out dealing with said flu-like symptoms. He's back today. He's biting his lip. He's ready to go. I'm not sure if he's 100%, but he's going to give it a go today. Mraz, what's your status level like for today's game?
Testing 1-2. Hello? Howdy doody doo, everyone.
Well, howdy doody doo to you too. How do you feel?
My energy's perked up. I feel pretty good. I am on day three of an antibiotic now, and it was all a matter of my voice coming back. Yesterday, we did a silent, I treated the day like a meme. I was walking around. I was only doing hand signals, so I was ready to go.
How'd Danielle feel with you just doing hand signals?
Well, she wasn't too fond of it, but she understood. By the end of the night, I said, okay, how do I sound? She said, you sound a little throaty, but much better than you did. A lot of it was handwritten notes yesterday or text messages. But I had to do what I had to do. I had to shut down the pipes, D.A. I had to shut down the pipes.
I think mean mime.
Well, I'm glad. You said you were acting like a meme yesterday?
Yeah, with the, you know, the hands up and making signals and not talking. But now that Pete has already chimed in, it appears I'm back to myself because I guess you're right. That is a mime, not a meme. Those are two different things.
Yeah, I thought when you said you were being a meme, you meant like a picture on the internet that only has words printed and it's not like a video or audio.
Nope.
But you actually meant like the silent performer that acts out everything and is in a clown face.
You gave me too much credit. Pete is right. I meant I'm a mime. I was a mime yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, last night, Suns get the victory. Do you blame this all on Paul George?
Well, it's going to have to be blamed on Paul George because when you're the only guy left, you can't count on Terrence Mann having another big final 2 minutes of a game last night. And, D.A., it's not just about those final two missed free throws. You mentioned how good and how critical Paul George was during the final 2 minutes of that game. It's also that first missed free throw when he goes 1-for-2. You have to group that in with the ending because two of those three free throws that he missed are made. It's not just about the last two. He could have made that one earlier. That is a game that at a minimum is going to overtime if it's a crazy three by the Suns at the end. And if he makes all three, then they have no shot at the end of the game to hit some kind of shot and send it to overtime. So unfortunately, the ball is going to be in your hands if you're Paul George with no Kawhi Leonard. And if the ball's in your hands, you have to expect trips to the free throw line, and that is where you have to deliver. So right, wrong, or indifferent, it has to fall on Paul George. The old cliche, they call him free throws for a reason.
Oh! Paul George led all Clippers scorers last night, 26 points, but it's the free throws that doom L.A., and now it's 2-0 Suns. We'll continue discussing this throughout the morning because it was a thriller. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, we've also got Soundcheck, your best audio of the day. Were you fiending for a Jacob Wilkins Rumble Ponies highlight? I thought you were. And a loyal D'Alien calls into Jody Mack over the weekend and uses our show drops to totally confuse him. It is Soundcheck, and it is next. DA, CBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Thanks so much for being with us on this fine Wednesday morning. Remember, you can always listen to us via the Odyssey app or the CBS Sports app. Either one is free on your phone. Either one is a free download. Either one has a smooth stream. If it's not, please consult a physician. You can always listen to us for free on your phone or on our website at cbssportsradio.com. That's cbssportsradio.com on your computer. We begin with Soundcheck this morning. Hearing one of the head coaches still alive in the NBA playoffs, the Eastern Conference Finals getting ready to tip off. It's the Hawks and the Bucks. Here is Milwaukee head coach Mike Budenholzer on a Bucks team that had to survive a grueling seven-game series against the Brooklyn Nets.
To take, you know, really two whole days to just, you know, physically recover, do a little film on Monday night and practice today. And the mindset is good. You know, their approach is good. Get recharged and ready, you know, for game one.
Crouch is good. Things are good. Giannis is good. All right, all right. Milwaukee, good. We're doing good. Got some rest. All right, all right.
Practice today, and the mindset is good. You know, their approach is good.
Budenholzer and the Bucks. Everything's good. Milwaukee's good. Deer are good.
Practice today, and the mindset is good. You know, their approach is good.
Venison's good. By the way, very exciting announcement about these two games in Milwaukee coming up here shortly. Here is a wonderful play-by-play voice. If he sounds familiar, it's because he has been the play-by-play voice of some of the most epic, iconic moments in DA show history. Not only one, but two Wienership challenges. Also, at the helm for multiple chicken challenges.
He faked us all out!
Also was the subject of a extreme Jakeover by Lisa Ramos.
Oh, my.
He also gave us what is widely considered by DA show historians as the lowest moment in Mothership history.
Bellagio in a deep left. Cha-ching! And they're on the board in the bottom of the second.
Here is Mets prospect Carlos Cortez hitting a home run for the Rumble Ponies of Binghamton, a Mets AA team. And the voice of the Rumble Ponies is our very own Jacob Wilkins.
Six runs scored and 22 RBI against Politi. Third baseman is in, that's Potts. And the first pitch, Cortez drills a deep right field. Will it be a leadoff Father's Day home run? Sure will. Gone off the top of the indoor batting cage and right. And Carlos Cortez, with his team-leading seventh homer of the year, RBI number 23, and Binghamton has tied this game up at one.
Carlos Cortez has got the power, do you?
So the Ponies wasting no time responding, and a dance party in the Rumble Ponies dugout as Cortez arrives.
Is that right? Rumble Ponies Radio on the call. Our very own Jacob Wilkins talking about a dance party.
At one.
Binghamton snapping its six-game losing streak with a 7-2 victory on Father's Day over the Portland Sea Dogs in the series finale.
And a dance party in the Rumble Ponies dugout as Cortez arrives.
Now, this is exciting because we didn't know, A, if the Rumble Ponies were going to keep their Major League Baseball affiliation. Remember, in the offseason after COVID, there was a huge restructuring of the minor league system around Major League Baseball, and a lot of minor league teams lost their affiliation and had to become independent teams, or they just went under. And so now we know the Rumble Ponies survived and kept their affiliation. And also, I'm right now on the Rumble Ponies website, and I'm freaking fired up because it says with a huge banner above, the 2021 season is presented by M&T Bank, and it says in huge, awesome font, Rumble Town. You see, a Rumble Pony, if you're wondering, is based after a carousel because Binghamton, New York, apparently was the origin of where the carousel was invented. And so that's why they're the Rumble Ponies. And that's why we're calling Binghamton this summer Rumble Town.
This is really pathetic.
Now, if you're wondering about Wilkins and his history here on the show, He called play-by-play for many of our more ridiculous sporting and competitions, sporting
regurgitating
events. But most importantly, he partook. He was the author of perhaps the lowest moment in DA show history, where he went to the baseball winter meetings because he was looking for a minor league baseball play-by-play job. And after doing years of work for us as an update anchor here at CBS Sports Radio, looking to get into the play-by-play game, he went to the winter meetings and we said, well, Jacob, why don't you call in? It was in Vegas that year. And why don't we workshop some great creative play-by-play calls that you can dispense to prospective general managers that would be hiring or broadcast partners that would be hiring?
And if I must. All right.
If you were listening that day, that morning, you remember how awful it was. He was half asleep. He had no juice. He wanted nothing to do with the bit. He didn't buy into the bit, and he just gave us absolute crap on the airwaves. And we never forgave him. And it goes down in history as the most awkward, uncomfortable loser bit moment in DA show history.
Well, it's early in the day. You know, by four, I'm sure I'll have a multitude of different ideas.
But he has rebounded. We were worried that he was going to lose this job because Rumbletown was not going to exist because of the lack of affiliation or because of COVID cutdowns. But Mraz, in a huge turn of events, A, Wilkins still employed. B, Rumble Pony still exists. C, Rumble Pony still have an affiliation with Major League Baseball. And D, it's Rumbletown.
Wiener.
And not only that, a year off last year in pandemic, and he sounds polished, DA. He doesn't sound hokey or corny. He's giving you little details about indoor batting cages in right field. He's covering it all that you need in a radio broadcast. Dare I say Jacob Wilkins is putting himself in a position to be considered in the big leagues with calls like that.
Is that right?
Will it be a leadoff Father's Day home run? Sure will. Gone.
You're already going there, huh?
I'm not saying, I'm just saying. The Yankees radio booth is getting very old. You don't know how much longer they'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
When I hear calls like that from Jacob Wilkins, it makes me smile and realize maybe, just maybe, what we could see on the horizon in the future here.
Well, next up for Rumbletown is the Reading Fightin' Phils. They've got a six-game set coming up with the Reading Fightin' Phils, and
that's a bit much.
When the Rumble Ponies and the Fightin' Phils get together, you throw out the record book. So that's going to be a big one. And then after that, it's just tough to go back to back against these types of foes. But after the Reading Fightin' Phils, they then have two at Richmond, and then five at home against Richmond. You might be wondering what type of team the Rumble Ponies are going to have to play seven consecutive games against, and that would be the Richmond Flying Squirrels. So just keep that in mind for the transition from June into July.
You know, that's got to be rough on ticket sales, because if you don't want to go Monday, you know you could always go the following Sunday and see the same opponent.
Off the top of the indoor batting cage and right.
Woo! Woo! Coming up, big series at the Flying Squirrels for Rumbletown. And now finally, here's Jeff in Pittsburgh, Loyal the Alien, who called into the Jody Mack Show over the weekend on CBS Sports Radio and did what any good the Alien would do, completely confuse the host with inside jokes from this show.
Jeff from Pittsburgh's up on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing tonight, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, Jody?
Not a mooch.
Hey, this Rogers situation, man. Ever since he said, watch it, buddy, you know, we've been having a lot of unpiping going on, throwing a lot of cold water on it, and we got a lot of disciples.
I didn't catch your last word. What was that word? Last word you used?
Disciplines.
What are disciplines?
Like like a situation where you're unpiping something, but you got to get cold water, and then there's a siphon behind it.
Oh, okay. All right. You're trying to teach me a little something about, I guess, construction here. This kid never built anything in his life. So you're barking up the wrong tree with me if you're going to be using construction terms. I'm sorry I didn't pick up on what you said. Sounds like you're not happy with Aaron Rodgers. I don't really blame you. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I think there's plenty of blame to go around for this relationship.
Oh, God, that's so good.
I'm piping!
Oh, it's so good. Oh, if I was a lesser host... Maybe if I was a better host, I would spend at least an hour going over this call like this Zapruder film. This is so worthy of a deep dive. Because if you unpipe it, you need to throw cold water on it for the disciples.
Well, I didn't catch your last word. What was that word? Last word you used?
Oh, God, Jeff in Pittsburgh is an all-timer. Oh, what a
disciplines.
What are disciplines?
We were wondering the same thing when Mraz tried to do the CBS Sports Radio read.
Like a situation where you're unpiping something, but you got to get cold water, and then there's a siphon behind it.
Oh, okay. All right. You're trying to teach me a little something about, I guess, construction here.
Oh, no.
Construction! Don't worry, Jody Mac. You're not going crazy. Those aren't construction terms. Those are things that Mraz screamed and yelped like a little girl when hot clam chowder was poured on his head as he stood in a kiddie pool. You understand, I'm sure.
Disciplines.
Unpipe it, I order!
Unpipe it! Unpipe it!
Get cold water.
I'm not kidding. Somebody get cold water.
I'm not kidding.
Construction.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Somebody get cold water. Ow!
To use our weapons of absurdity against other hosts is so wrong, but oh my God, does it feel good? Oh, it just feels awesome.
Ever since he said, "Watch it, buddy."
He didn't say that. He didn't say, "Watch it, buddy." He said, "Get away from me, buddy." Aaron Rodgers told Mraz to get away from me, buddy, at the Final Four, and then Mraz yelled, "Unpipe it," as clam chowder was poured in his head. And then he said, "I'm not going to give you water." And then tried to do a CBS Sports read and mispronounced disciplines as disciplines.
Some of the best drivers in the world from all different disciplines.
And that
we've
is
we've been having a lot of unpiping going on, throwing a lot of cold water on it.
And that is called the fruit salad of Mraz's vocabulary. Right there, what Jeff in Pittsburgh just tried to do. You take that from all walks of his life, all different situations. One, reading a script. Two, losing a bet. Three, I guess, losing a second bet.
Oh,
and approaching a Hall of
Disciplines.
Boy. You know, whereas when other people recite your stuff, you really do sound like a boob.
I'm aware, but that's on management because they keep trotting me out here like it's old timers.
A boob has better grammar.
No question. I am a walking moob. I think that's fair.
And we got a lot of disciples.
Jody took it so seriously.
I didn't catch your last word. What was that word? Last word you used?
What are disciples?
This boy's never built anything in his life.
Most prank callers are not prepared for a realistic follow-up. And Jeff being prepared to answer the question on what that is, calmly, without cracking and laughing, that's the beauty of the entire call. Yeah. Different disciplines.
That's the genius. That is the genius. Jeff in Pittsburgh is ready to go, knows he's going to confuse Jody. And if he gets volleyed back by Jody, will calmly, without cracking up or hanging up, is going to walk Jody through again the utmost ridiculousness of all four drops that he just...
Like a situation where you're unpiping something, but you got to get cold water, and then there's a discipline behind it.
Oh, okay. All right. You're trying to teach me a little something about, construction here.
A discipline behind it. That's what he would compare to the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay, if there's a discipline behind it.
Disciplines. What construction site do you think they're getting cold water after you unpipe something? Is this the bathroom?
I'm not kidding. Somebody get cold water.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Man. Honestly, if they rip us off the air tomorrow morning, it was all worth it.
God.
Every part of this was worth it.
I'm not kidding. Somebody get me cold water.
Unpipe it.
Cold water.
Unpipe it!
Have we finally figured this out? Are you the fourth stooge? Are you the grandson of Curly?
It's cold water.
That's not fair.
Oh, man. What an NBA game last night. What a finish. Andrew Bogish with the details. A kind sir. What we got, AB?
This is facts.
It is all sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Pull DeAndre my tail, Ayton, sweetheart.
Got free down the lane for that game-winning alley-oop last night because of a screen from Devin Booker, his latest encounter in a physical game. Head coach Monty Williams always impressed with Booker's toughness.
He has a tremendous will. His conditioning is, you know, unmatched. And the ability to go set that kind of screen, knowing that everybody's going to be draped all over you, you know, says a lot about his willingness to make a play for his team.
Game two as a whole, a battle for Booker. Just 20 points, 5 of 16 shooting, and maybe has a broken nose thanks to a third quarter collision with Pat Beverly. How does that nose feel now?
Feels better now. Feels a loss. I think it hurt a little bit more, but... it's good. Just about to go get some scans, probably get a mask ready.
The 104-103 final puts the Clippers in an 0-2 hole for the third consecutive series. Paul George scored 26 last night, but missed 7 of 8 threes on top of those crucial late free throws. Game 3 at Staples tomorrow night. The Suns reportedly optimistic that Chris Paul will clear COVID protocols for that one. Tonight, the East finale finally begins. The Bucks and Hawks in Milwaukee at 7:30 Central. The other win in the NBA last night was the Pistons getting number one in the draft lottery. Hopefully this one goes better than their last top five pick. That was Darko back in 2003. The Rockets, Cavs, Raptors, and Magic complete the top five. Orlando and Golden State end up with two lottery picks apiece because of recent trades. Lastly, from the NBA, Vanessa Bryant and the families of the other victims of the horrible helicopter crash have reached a settlement with the estate of the pilot and the copter company. Details unknown right now. The settlement does need court approval. The Montreal Canadiens now one win away from the Stanley Cup final, taking a 3-2 lead with a 4-1 win in Vegas. Carey Price, 26 more saves. Another fast start for the San Diego Padres against the Dodgers.
Cronenworth launches another one. Deep to right, way back, gonna go! He does it again. Cronenworth got the lefty Urias last night. He gets the lefty Kershaw tonight. And the Padres again putting up runs in the first inning against the Dodgers. It's 2-0.
Jesse Agler on Padres radio. Cronenworth's two-run shot following Manny Machado's three-run first inning blast 2 nights ago. San Diego winning last night 3-2. They've taken 6 of 9 from L.A. so far this season. The Astro win streak is 9 after a 3-1 final in Baltimore. The Royals scored 4 in the 8th for a 6-5 win at Yankee Stadium. And the Giants, 5-0 winners in Anaheim. They are a season-high 21 games over 500. And college football playoff expansion now undergoes a summer review phase. This is the next step towards that 12-team format. D.A., back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back... there's a tight end you happening. Tebow's not invited. Does he deserve to be? Next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
A no sweat pants at work zone.
Doody doody, had it.
how to do. Do-da-do-da, howdy. How are you? Bogey, what's up?
What's up, Sean?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's that exasperation you turn into, you tune into Side B of the PGP for each and every week from Bogues. We'll tape that coming up after the show today, so you have a fresh PGP. We would have done it yesterday, but Mraz was out with the air conditioner flu. Remember, you can watch the show at watchda.com. That's available on any device because that is mobile friendly. Also, you can watch on our Twitch channel, CBS Sports Radio. On the Pardon My Take podcast from Barstool Sports, Greg Olson and George Kittle joined. And those two, as Olson's a retired tight end, Kittle obviously one of the best, if not the best tight end of the game today, will be holding a tight end camp. And with this tight end camp, obviously came the question, what about Tim Tebow? And they admitted Tebow's not invited to said camp. Here is Olson and Kittle's explanation.
I wish nothing but the best for Tim Tebow, and I hope he has a fantastic season playing tight end. But it's hard for me to not invite like a backup tight end on, let's say, the New York Giants, as opposed to inviting a guy that just started playing tight end in the position. Because the thing is, we do have limited spots. I wish I could make it a brand. Every NFL tight end could come. It's accessible to everybody. But like what we try to do this year is we wanted like to pay for everything for all the tight ends to come, to kind of make it a special like event for all tight ends. And so like we booked up an entire hotel. Like they're completely out of rooms. We have every room taken. So hopefully in the next years to come, we can make it like open and available to everybody.
Here's what used to piss me off as a tight end in the NFL, and maybe George feels the same way, but like there's one position in the NFL that gets all the, I never played the position or even played the sport of football before, right? I played rugby, I played basketball, I played Australian rules football, right? Like there's all these guys that never played tight end, let alone football. And then when they want to make the transition to trying in the NFL, they're like, yeah, let's just make that guy a tight end. And I always used to take offense to that.
You have to be good at everything. Like, you can't just, like, you can be an elite route runner. You can catch the ball really well. You can run really well. But then if you can't, like, hold your own in the run game and you can't, like, take in hit in the face by a 300-pound defensive end, then, like, they kind of have to call plays around you instead of, like, you being able to be the focal point. But, like, you have to be very good at pass pro, running routes, setting the edge, being able to crack on a safety, being able to sift block a defensive end, you have to be in the backfield for protection, like a running back. Like you just kind of do everything.
So the first part of why Tebow wasn't invited to tight end U makes total logical sense. They wanted to pay for everybody to be able to be there, so they couldn't afford everybody who wanted to come, or they didn't plan for everybody, obviously, every tight end in the league. So it was selective, and you can't put Tim Tebow, a sixth-string tight end, playing his first snap to the position to tight end you instead of a backup on a legitimate team. They had a reference like the backup tight end of the New York Giants. So that makes complete sense. It's not meant as a disrespect to Tebow, et cetera. It's just that numbers would suggest that he can't make it this cut. They did go on to say that if he plays this season at tight end, he would absolutely get the invite next year. So I don't think it's any type of grand diss on Tebow. Makes perfect sense. The second part, though, of that is the part that's most interesting to me, in that Greg Olson makes a really valid point. When Antonio Gates or Tony Gonzalez are playing basketball, the idea is, well, make him a tight end. When Tim Tebow wants to come out of baseball retirement, they say, well, make him a tight end. When you have guys coming from non-football disciplines and they want to bring them into the NFL or college, they say, well, make him a tight end. And if you're Greg Olson or you're one of these other tight ends, I could totally understand why that would bother you. Totally understand. I think it makes total sense. What Kittle was saying there are all of the reasons I have poo-pooed the Tebow decision. Why I have been critical of the Jaguars' decision. It's because of all of the things he just brings up. At tight end, we get lulled into thinking, well, it's just an easy position to pick up because, like, former basketball players do it. When in reality, it might be one of the most difficult because you've got so many different responsibilities. You've got responsibilities in the run game. You've got responsibilities in the pass game. You've got responsibilities as a pass catcher. You've got responsibilities downfield against safeties and corners. You've got responsibilities against linebackers and defensive linemen. You've got to be able to block. You've got to be able to do it all. And that's why I think people oversimplify the, yeah, we'll make Tebow a tight end. He'll be fine. He's an athlete. Yet there's a lot more to the position that goes into it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.